Your hand.
I tried again to peer inside the old woman's hood, but only glimpsed a strand of long gray hair, a testament to her age, as the Fae did not age like humans. I held out my right hand, and she pricked the palm with the tip of a crystal knife. The blood climbed up the blade.
Swear your oath now, Kalik, and may the goddess help us for what comes after.
With a speed that belied her age, the oracle drove the crystal blade into the ground at my feet. I frowned. She hadn't done that with anyone else, but the words had been drilled into me in preparation for this moment.
I, Kalik of No House, do swear to protect and uphold the laws of Underhill. I bind my soul to her power. I bind my sword to obey the orders of King Alexander. Should I ever fail in this, then I shall forfeit my place in this world, the Underhill, and whatever lies beyond.
Magic rolled through me and outward in a blasting wave as the earth heaved. The very air around us cracked with a burst of green lightning. Ice shards of the same color, sharp as razor blades, shot around us as the world exploded. I hit the ground, hands over my head, but there was no hiding from the ground morphing beneath my very body. Underhill was unpredictable to the extreme, but in 8 years, it had never done anything like this. What was happening? I lifted my head and my gaze met the oracle's. She'd removed her hood, and while one eye was sealed shut, a great slash across it, her other eye was filled with every possible color.
What's happening?
Underhill is no more. Kalik of No House, you have destroyed it.